The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What, did you let him jizz in some trash can nachos and then eat them?
That is very specific. Yeah, I'd do it.
I would do it. Same girl.
Why not?
I knew we'd get along. Hey girl, I'm America's sweetheart and food obsessed junkie, Joey Camasta. They say the quickest way to a loved one's heart is through food. So each week, my guests and I are going to share a spicy hookup story and the meal that was involved. We're going to recreate the dish and the date. Things are going to get hot in here, girl. Okay, girl, this week my guest is actor, writer, and comedian who blew up on TikTok last year, the hilarious Charles Osborne. So, Charles, could I get in your pantry?
Baby, is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Oh.
You sure can.
Welcome to the show, Charles. Pardon my voice, everyone. This week I'm a little hoarse.
I'm a little pony.
Yeah, I was getting in a lot of throat play this weekend, and...
At least one of us was.
Yeah, so I have some tears, some sores and lesions back there. But we were drinking champagne today because we're celebrating you being in the house. We have the house is filled with a sweet smell of baked goods.
It does smell great.
You know, I don't bake normally.
Yeah, I just get baked. Legally.
Okay, that's right. So I don't bake normally. So I made cupcakes today because we're going to talk about those later. I've never baked anything in my house. Good thing I had a cookie chin. I have that because I was on a diet once and I was trying to make those egg muffins. I've never baked anything in my house, so it does smell lovely in here.
You know, like speaking of cookies, my first word was cookie.
Was it?
Yeah, and then I got fat. So, that explains the whole like little reward cycle of toddlers.
Well,
he said cookie, give him another!
Right at the back, I want to kind of get to know you. I'm going to do a little bit of like a food astrology, what I call it. I kind of ask you food questions, and then I learn about your personality based on your food choices.
Great.
What is your death row meal? You just killed your ex-husband.
He deserves
and his new boyfriend.
Mm.
Dragged them through the mud, buried the bodies. They found you in Istanbul on the Orient Express.
Oh.
They drag you out.
What a fabulous way to go.
And you're in a robe. So what is your... You're put down.
Sent to the farm upstate.
Yeah. Oh, that means heaven.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going there.
All right. what is your final meal? And it can include as much as you want. You can have drinks. You can have plan your perfect goodbye party. What would you eat?
My perfect goodbye party. The first thing that I would eat is my mama's southern corn pudding.
Ooh.
That is not pudding like Jell-O pudding,
no,
y'all.
Ma'am.
It is like a casserole.
Yes.
And it is like eggy and corn and sweet and it is filled with calories.
Is there bread in it?
No, it's just, it's like...
It's corn, cream cheese?
No, it's like, I don't actually know how to make it. It's a secret family recipe.
Oh.
So she would need to still be alive.
Right.
When I kick the bucket.
Yeah.
For killing my boyfriend, apparently.
Right. Yeah, ex-husband.
Is what you said. Ex-husband, there we go.
So you're going to have corn pudding.
Oh, yes. And then I'm going to have... A fantastic Tanqueray martini.
Oh.
You know, and then maybe a glass of Vogue, because you can't go wrong with Vogue. I'm just going to get really drunk before I die, because who cares? And then maybe just like a really great chocolate chip cookie, and I'm
Ooh,
good.
Oh, she has a sweet tooth.
She does have, clearly. I mean, I have several sweet teeth.
Yeah. Oh, good answer. So you do like sweets, and what is your favorite pizza in the city? Do you have one?
No, I don't. I am honestly partial to a dollar slice just because it's a classic New York poverty sandwich.
Yeah, after you're drinking those gin martinis and champagne.
Yeah, cookies, and then you got to wash it down with... Wash it down with carbs and regret.
There
so that's what I'm partial to in this city. I don't believe in ordering from Domino's or Papa John's. You live in New York, get New York pizza.
I do like Papa John's. I do like Domino's when I'm like either hungover the next day because their sandwiches are actually the best thing on the menu.
Oh, really?
Have you had them?
No.
Girl, you have to try it. I get extra everything on them, and they're just like, the bread is so crispy and oily and like greasy.
Ooh.
It's fucking good.
Ooh, I need a Pepto just listening to that.
Yeah, you definitely need an antacid, but the sandwiches are the best there. But I like the best, do you like grandma pie?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
I know the best one is, and you're gonna fucking die. I just had some yesterday.
Oh my God.
It's from Little Italy Pizza, and there's a few locations up here. Where do you live?
I live in West Harlem.
Okay, there's probably
Hamilton Heights, as the realtors call it.
You have very nice lashes.
Thank you.
Hazel eyes.
Green, but it depends on the light. You know, does that ever happen to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Mine changed. Like,
I went to the DMV once, and I had to get a new license, and they're like, height, wait, eye color. And I'm like, gender. Green. And they look at me and they go, they're Hazel. And then they wrote Hazel on my thing, but my eyes are normally very green. I was like, you are purposely...
What color blouse are you wearing? That could throw it off real quick.
Oh, right. Yeah, it all depends on the fluorescent lights.
Yeah. Now. It's just... Well, did you cook yourself or no?
I don't do it that much because...
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Fajitas. Just like homemade, like stir fry, sort of anything. Put a bunch of spices in it.
I love it.
Yeah, I love really spicy food, except now I'm a white man in his 30s.
Yeah.
When I was in my 20s, I used to carry a condom in my wallet because who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
Now I'm in my 30s, I carry a Tums in my wallet because who knows what could happen.
Yeah, you're running indigestion a lot more than sex nowadays. Okay. More likely to, to get heartburn with headache.
Right.
On a Friday night.
It is not fair. I've tried so hard to escape. As soon as I turned 30, my body was like, Simba.
Yeah.
Everything the white touches will give him heartburn.
Oh, my God. Now, you're our famed character actress in New York City.
I am.
You're doing a lot of character work. You're known for your impressions. She's an impressionist.
I am an impressionist, like the painter. I'm mostly known online for my Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. It's really good.
Speaking of food, this whole interview makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I just watched a movie with Jennifer Coolidge yesterday.
I will watch anything she is in. And I'm so glad that people have responded to
she's fabulous.
My love for her. But I'm like, my whole life, any movie that she's ever been in, she is the best part for me. Including Absolutely. The entirety of Friends. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
She's the best part.
Absolutely.
I just love her.
Yeah, anything she touches, it's gonna be your kind of film, you're gonna wanna watch
it. Yeah, and like, it's just like she's just the highlight of everything.
Have you ever met her?
No, I would love to.
Did she see your impressions?
No, not that I know of. I'm a little scared because I respect her so much. I hope that she knows it's from love.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh my God, how exciting. I just watched, what was it called?
The White Lotus?
Oh, I loved that. That
Come
was so
on.
Good.
Amazing.
I came up for season two. No, it was with Selma Hayek, Tiffany Haddish, and
Rose Byrne. She's the boss or something?
Lady.
Boss lady. Something like something about a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. That's it.
It was so good. She worked at a little beauty salon.
Yes. Highlight of the movie. And what a fun movie, too.
Loved her. And what are the impressions are you known for on TikTok?
I'm also known for doing Mandy Patinkin.
Who's that?
You know him from Broadway? I do him. My party trick is to do Mandy Patinkin. You know Mandy Patinkin, like Princess Bride? He was... My name is Inigo Montoya, you know. You killed my father.
Mandy?
You know, yeah, he was...
M-A-N-D-I?
You don't know who Mandy Patinkin is?
No.
What kind of a homosexual are you?
Not a good one.
Yes, you need to level
Mandy
up.
Mandy...
With a Y, you homo.
It's a boy?
Yes, Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, there he is. Let me see his face.
The battleship Patinkin. He's won Tonys. He's like Criminal Minds, Evita.
Did he play...
Che and Evita.
Did he play...
I'm ready for this reference.
Did he play Daddy Warbucks and Annie?
No! I'm about to kick you out of your own apartment. What the hell are you doing?
So what is it? No, I know this picture of him here.
Yes, yes, as a grizzled old Broadway queen.
So can you do the impression for me so I can hear it again?
So one of the things that I do is...
Oh, he was hot there.
Oh, yeah, he was real hot when he was younger, weren't we all?
Oh.
So I'll do, like, Mandy Patinkin, because he does this thing where he switches between this, like, really... weird head voice and then goes straight through his nose with full throttle. So I'll do that doing like rap songs or disco.
Oh.
I'll be like, you know, it's raining men. Hallelujah.
It's raining men. Every special man. How animated. I love it.
Yeah, I am a cartoon.
That's so funny. So now you blew up on TikTok recently, and I have TikTok. I just watch it for the teenage boys when they're their gray sweatpants.
Oh,
I mean, I love everything else I see, but I just like all those like in TikTok about showing their asses off and like they're all like doing butt dances and
yeah, it's the new thing for everyone. It's just like be a thirst trap.
So I do a lot of thirst trapping on there. Not me, but I watch the thirst traps on there.
I watch it for the comedy. I mean, there's so many great,
too.
Amazing, funny people on there, and like it's a great place to be a weirdo.
Yeah,
you know, where Instagram, you mostly have to be. Something beautiful or a dog.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
And I'm, you know, just a beautiful bitch, but that doesn't quite count.
True debt. I thought she was trying to signal me. Last time we were here, there was a rat in my kitchen, and she was sitting there. She spotted her.
Well, did you interview her?
No, I killed her.
Oh, well.
I actually, like, put the traps out, and I went to bed, and I was like, oh my God, I feel horrible. This poor thing. So I'm looking for his mom. I have nowhere, you know, I'm so scared that, you know, he's going to be like terrified looking for his mom. I was like, you know what, I'm going to go take the traps away. So I woke up and I was like, oh, thank God. So I'm taking the traps and there's one last one. I go over there and there she was, Chuckles, neck snapped off, sleeping in the trap.
Oh my God.
So it's like, fuck. Day late, dollar short. But I did keep them out again because now it was like I was in a killing spree. I got on a high.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, I like to call them my roommates. I mean, it's New York.
Do you have masters in your house?
No, I did, but now, then I signed up for Orkin to come every month, and it's worth every penny.
You have to pay for it?
Yes. But
do
like,
you get it for free?
You get, they come like once a quarter, and then if you see anything in between, you get it for free.
There's wait, you, for now free.
This is some old people talk right now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My three things I love in life, and all my listeners know this, I love Big Dicks, fried chicken, and free shit. So
that's a pretty good list.
I love free shit. So like, I can only imagine that, like, for me, like, I do a thing called, and my fans know me as, do you work with influencer scam? It's a scam. I say, hi, do you work with influencers? So everything in this apartment, everything for free. So not everything.
But yeah, I'm like looking around, I'm like, damn, the Chevron rug?
A lot of people... Like, you can really get a lot of shit for free. What kind of TikTok scams are you pulling? What kind of free shit you get?
I don't get very much free shit.
Do you put it yourself out there to get it?
No.
I'll teach you the ways.
Well, I don't care so much about things. I have a tiny New York apartment as money. Because I have a New York apartment.
That's the thing I don't do.
I need money.
Yeah, I need
money. So if somebody's like, we'll give you a product for free, I'm like...
I'm the exact opposite. I don't want money.
No.
I just want the free shit.
Oh, no.
I do want the money, but I'm more concerned about getting... I get more of a high of getting free shit.
No.
It's such a high for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been offered like skincare things and whatever. My favorite thing that I've gotten, I did a commercial.
Who Tula?
I don't even remember because I didn't take it.
Yeah.
Clearly, look at my skin. I'm aging like an avocado. But like,
no, you look good.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Don't go to Lens Crafters. My favorite product that I've ever gotten from social media is something called Switchbot, and I was paid to do an advertisement for this, or like a sponsored post. But I actually literally love it.
Do I need it?
It's a wireless robot that opens your curtains for you with a push of a button. Yes. Yes, so every morning I push a button and I've got my rich curtains open by themselves, and then I have to walk across my room like a frickin' peasant and open my other curtains. Wow. I love it though. It's so incredible.
I wish I had windows. Now I love windows. Can I do other things for you? Can I like open the fridge?
They do have ones that like just will push your lights on or push buttons and do all this stuff for you.
I saw that. It's like a woo.
It's really cool, but this is like a wireless thing that opens your curtains and I love it. And I did the advertisement. Or the sponsored post.
What did you
say? As Jennifer Coolidge, you know, so
fake
to speak.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, maybe. And anyway, I was trying to show all the features of the product. And one of the things is they have this app where it will recognize your voice to do it. But I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
Right.
So I had to set up my Siri for that, which I'd never done before because I'm a grandpa.
Oh, my God.
And then the next morning, I'm like, oh, let me enjoy my Siri because I'd never done it before. So I'm like, hey, Siri, call mom. Nothing. Then I go... Hey, Siri, call mom! And it dials my mom!
God.
I was like, do you realize that when I am in a very serious situation, right, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and my phone is out of reach, and I'm crawling for it,
you
like
have
the movies,
to do it.
I'm gonna die doing my Jennifer Coolidge impression.
I love it.
I'm like, hey Siri, what's the number for 911? Like, it only responds to punchlines, you know?
Oh my God.
I think it's amazing, and I'm never changing it.
I love it. So yeah, to this day, the curtains open for Jennifer
Coolidge? I just press a button next to my bed. I love it.
So you were celebrating a pilot. You got a pilot. So now
yes, I'm not allowed to discuss too much about it, but I will say I'm very excited. I'm one of the leads in this dramedy pilot that's like a courtroom drama, and I'm really excited. This is only about the third or fourth TV audition I ever had. I mean, even with agents, I just couldn't get in the room in my 20s.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wasn't, you know, whatever. But
well, now there's somewhere for everyone.
Yes, there sure is. Yeah. There sure is. And I'm very excited about it.
How fun.
So that's very fun. So
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm so nice to learn about you. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty while we're really here. I want to talk about dating and food.
Mm.
Now, on this show, we talk about all different things, about cooking to get in someone's hands or like going out for meals. Now, you brought your meal today was cupcakes, Kiki cupcakes, cupcakes.
Champagne cupcakes.
Now,
love
did
them.
You make these before?
I have made them before, but not with this recipe. I couldn't find the recipe that I wanted to send
That's
you.
That's okay.
But I do love them because you can get like a little, like a tart sort of taste in right. there with the champagne. And if you put the champagne in the icing as well, it's even.
Well, we're going to do that. I went ahead and took the liberty to make the cupcakes before because this is a short program. And I don't know how long it takes to bake cupcakes, but it'll take about a half hour. And I just replaced the water in the cupcakes with champagne.
That's basically what you do.
It's like Jello shots, but baking.
I love that. I love that. That's a good.
Yeah, so I haven't tasted it yet, but we're going to whip our own icing. A little bit. So tell me about your love life now. How is it dating in New York City? Are you a single gal?
I am a single gal, single and ready to Kris Kringle.
If you had to pick one celebrity, or you could pick two celebrities, top celebrities that you want to have sex with, you can't pick me or Blair, though.
Oh, well, who else is there? Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm assuming you're homosexual, correct?
Assume away. I'm wearing sequin shoes.
Did you just assume my sexual preference?
Top guys that I don't even think about dating celebrities or whatever.
Well, who do you think is hot?
Okay, I'm an old soul. I'm going to go with Gene Kelly.
Now I'm going to have to Google that again.
You don't know who Gene Kelly is?
Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air?
I'm leaving. I can't deal with this.
Well,
I am feeling very attacked. You don't know who Gene Kelly is. Or maybe
I know what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like, though. G-E-N-E.
G-E-N-E.
He was in Gene Wilder. He was in... He was in The Chocolate Factory.
No!
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly! He's like the best dancer ever. Okay. So handsome.
Which picture do you like best of it?
Yeah, probably the one where he's not 70, thank you.
Okay, can you have more of a current reference?
More of a current reference?
My listeners are between the ages of 16 and 25. So.
Oh, well, I love me some Tom Hardy.
Okay, good.
Tom Hardy's gorgeous.
Yes, we know who that is.
Also Tom Holland sometimes, but he just looks too young. I'm not into guys...
Right.
Who look or are under 25. I'm like, you're probably stupid and childlike, and I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I agree. I like someone with an AARP discount.
I'm never going to be like, are you 18? I'm like, have you taken your Metamucil, you know?
Yes. No, I knew that myself.
Have you had your colonoscopy?
I had one.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
right.
I'm a hypochondriac, and what's it called? Convinced that I had full-blown colon cancer, but it was nothing. But I had to have an open-ass surgery. I went in there, and they put me to sleep and put the camera on my asshole. And
so just another Friday night for you.
Yeah, I woke up, the guy was like, you're fine. I was like, oh, thank God. So I thought then my symptoms all went away. But now I'm having a panic attack.
Did you put the colonoscopy on OnlyFans? I mean, someone would probably
I don't know. I didn't get the footage. Can I request the footage?
Maybe. You should have. You should have written that into your rider.
I know. but then I have something else going on. I think I'm dead. What do I have? Pancreatitis? Acute pancreatitis.
Acute.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink on that, but I don't really know what's wrong with it. I haven't had that checked out, but as soon as they check it out, I'm sure it'll go away.
Of course, yeah. That's how it always
is. So tell me about this date. What is your sign?
Pisces.
You're nuts.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
I love Pisces. Though. I'm a Capricorn. We get along well. But they're Looney Tunes, Pisces.
Sure am. Sure. Emphasis on the Looney Tunes. I mean, like, I'm a cartoon.
So now, tell us about this date. Are you actively dating now?
Actively dating? No. I'm so busy that, like, I...
Pilots, TikToks, nominees.
Musicals, all the theaters. Yeah.
You do stand-up?
I do. I'm not a big fan of it, though.
I don't do it. I do a different kind of stand-up. I do shows... theater shows, and it's just basically a live podcast, but so that's like the most theatery or acting thing that I do.
I do a lot of club acts. Like, I had a 4-month run at Club Cumming where I would do impressions and like singing, and we would do parodies. We have like 60 minutes
of new material. Is that still around?
Club Coming, yeah. I mean, like, Kesha came in to see us, like, specifically to see our show.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool. So, you know, we started getting
Kesha followers. Was on The Simple Life?
Yes!
Yes.
And listen, Simple Life is on Amazon Prime. I'm just going to put that out there. I just watched the first two episodes. That holds up.
What is
so awful, but so funny.
So good. Now, can you give the login to my fans so you could, so they can use your login?
No.
No, oh my God, no. Do you want to pop it?
I do. This is my favorite sound in the world. You ready? I won't break your stuff. Ready? Woo! Shit!
She's tight.
Ah, so tight. Ready?
Oh! Woo! Cardi's here.
Gorgeous.
Okay, chug that.
Prosec. You want me to chug this half glass?
Did you drive here?
No, you're okay. Right.
But the reason we're here is we're gonna make company. Now, I took the liberty of making these off-site.
Ta-da!
Now this is a recipe you've made before.
I have not made this specific recipe before, so I'm going to judge you on it.
Okay.
But these are champagne cupcakes. Basically, what you do is you make a normal cupcake mix or whatever, but you replace the water with champagne, and it gives it this really tart taste. And you can also do that with the icing if you make your own icing.
But we're going to do that too.
Yeah, great. It's so good.
I never baked in this house. Now, I overfilled them, or is this the right? Is that how they're supposed
There's
to look?
There's no such thing as an overfilled cupcake, baby.
Okay.
Then it just becomes a muffin.
Well, this is kind of like a fancy French muffin.
I love it.
Is this what you were served in Versailles?
No, but I would like to be served this in Versailles. That would be my dream date. Are you ready?
Yes.
My dream date. There's this thing at Versailles. I'm obsessed with Versailles.
Did you have sex when you were in France?
Yes, I did.
The Frenchman.
Yes, he was hot. His name was Laurent.
Did he have fromage in his piche de deal?
Oh, no, but he did have, like, you know, there was a little snood on top of. Oh, he was great.
Was his name Laurent?
Yeah, his name was Laurent. He was in the Marais, which is my favorite neighborhood of Paris, and it's just, oh, God.
And where'd you guys meet?
On Grindr or something.
A French Grindr?
I saw his wee-wee, baby.
Wee-wee, pee-pee.
Yeah, it was great. Right in front of a mirror. It was just gorgeous.
You fucked in front of a mirror?
Yes, over with a gorgeous view of, like, you know, the Eiffel Tower and the Opera Bastille.
Were you wearing anything fabulous? Or you were nude?
My naked ass.
Yeah. You didn't have a dust ruffle on or anything?
No, I left my panniers in the hotel, you know.
I never explored Paris before. I have to go there soon.
You've never been?
I've been, but like for like a layover, and it was like a day trip.
I'm a big French history nerd, so it's a big, like spiritual home for me.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, and we don't have that there.
Oh, I'm from North Carolina. We don't got that there either, baby.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So let's make these cupcakes, and we're going to talk about the perfect date. So far we had our champagne cupcakes. I put a little red food coloring here, so nice and pink.
Good. Love it.
Okay, now you can do any color you want, but I think champagne, frilly, pink.
Yes, that's what we're going for.
Now, are you a bottom?
No.
Okay.
Actually, no.
A blouse?
A blouse?
That means a feminine top.
Except in the bedroom, then you get really gruff, and I love that. That's the fun part. Well, right? I'm like feminine in real life, but like.
Oh, and then you choke someone out.
Yeah, of course.
Wait. Nice. Okay, so now we're going to make. So I have my Betty Crocker frosting. You can make your own frosting too. You have to use margarine or butter, 4 cups of powdered sugar, the champagne, food coloring, and vanilla. That's what it called for, but I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm going to scoop this into a bowl.
Good Lord, that's a big scoop.
Should I put that in there and mix it like
do
this?
Do it. Absolutely. It's just funny. God. We're really doing the high class Betty Crocker route.
Yeah.
Betty Crocker's underrated, I'm not gonna lie.
I like Betty Crocker. This, now we're using the super moist.
Every perfect date with food should be super moist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do her accent. You're the pro.
Literally, it's kind of crazy. I'm now like literally a professional.
I do a good Caitlyn Jenner.
You do a Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
Do you crash your car into people?
No, not yet.
Well, that's the best part of the impression.
No, Caitlyn, Kylie, Kendall, Chloe, Kimberly. No, Sophia. No, I'm gonna. No, how do I make these cupcakes?
That's so good.
Thank you. I'm an impressionist.
Oh, it's great. Just like Monet, baby.
Yeah. So now I'm gonna ask you for some help.
Yes.
What should you pink frosting, right?
Pink, absolutely.
Why don't you stir this while I put the coloring in the champagne?
Okay.
So we're gonna add champagne and color. We'll do pink, right?
Yes.
We'll do 5 drops.
Great.
And then you know what? I'm looking for a cool tone pink. Okay, babe.
Great.
We're gonna put a little bit of blue in there.
Ooh, that's gonna be almost purple.
Yeah. That's really red.
That is very red. Well, it's looking pink now.
Not for long. You know, this is my first baking episode.
This
on
looks
this
like cotton candy now with the blue.
Okay, good. Oh, it's kind of muddy looking now.
Yeah, good job.
Shit. Oh no, it's okay.
Hey, it's looking a little Pepto pink. You know,
get some more white to lighten it up.
Great. Okay.
So this is dealer's choice, everyone. You can make whatever color you want, but Chuckles and I. May I call you Chuckles?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite nicknames.
Okay, good.
Did you know that, or did you just say that?
I call everyone named Charles Chuckles.
That's one of my favorite nicknames. I love it.
A little more white. Chuckles is adding a little more white to kind of get the look we want.
Yeah, because you put blue in the pink cupcakes.
I know.
Did you not learn your color wheel in kindergarten, baby?
No. I thought it was going to be like more magenta.
Well, it's getting there. It just sort of looks like a...
dusty.
It's like a bubblegum, like a used bubblegum pink now.
It's a dusty rose, if
dusty
you will.
Dusty rose. But you know what? We've got pink sprinkles,
yeah.
And we will cover up.
Should I add more red?
Mistakes. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, now it's going to be
now
red
frosting.
Now
that looks like blood. Wow. Oh.
Do you like blood play? Do you like to...
Hell no! Okay. What?
Are you a scat queen?
Only Ella Fitzgerald style.
Another one of them fucking old...
Oh my god, you don't know Ella Fitzgerald, Gene Kelly.
If I had to pick Ella Fitzgerald through a fucking a lineup, I would be sent to prison.
You know her voice. She's a jazz queen. She, like, invented scat singing.
Basically...
Which sounds like something else these days, but
all my
not.
Crusaders, that's what my fans are called, they're going to have to... I'll be on Google the entire episode of these old people, old timey.
I know.
Can you put music on in the beginning?
That's, yeah.
Like an old, like, ragtime kind of like...
Listen, you should see my Spotify playlist. I literally, on the way over here, was listening to an EDM remix of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture.
Do we have any vanilla? Oh, I have vanilla. Just add some vanilla to it.
Great.
For brown color. Good. Fuck, Mary Kill, Ina Garten, Guy Fieri, and Bobby Flay.
Okay, probably marry Bobby Flay.
I saw him on the subway the other day.
I would fuck Guy Fieri. He's a nice guy. He does a lot of good charity work under the table. He's really underrated as a person.
He was on my show once.
Really?
Not this show, a Food Network, Food Wine show that I was on.
Oh,
that
wow.
I used to host. And he was very nice to me.
He seems like a really great guy. I would totally, you know, go down to Flavortown.
Would you blow him?
Yeah, why not? I mean, well, I have no offense to him. I have low
standards. Would you let him jizz in some trash can nachos and then eat them?
That is very specific. Yeah, I'd do it.
I would do it. Same girl.
Why not?
I knew we'd get along. Okay, so now we're going to frost these cupcakes. I have an offset spatula here.
Oh.
How do you frost cupcakes? Do you go like this?
Let's try my tongue.
So we're going to frost and then we're going to decorate. So I'm taking a dollop of daisy and just kind of going around. Are you supposed to pipe this on? I have piping bags.
Oh, who cares? It's a cupcake.
Yeah. So you were in France at the Airbnb and you decided to make these for Florent?
Yeah, Laurent. Florent. That's great.
Laurent?
The best way to eat these cupcakes is off a man's naked body, basically. That's how I feel.
Laurent?
Laurent. It was great. You lick the icing off, you know. Be in Paris, eating champagne cupcakes, naked men. It's a great date, you know. I highly recommend naked French men.
Okay, so now I put this on there like that, and I'm going to dip it in here.
That is clever. Look at that. Now it looks pink.
There we go.
That's
Do you want to make one?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
There might be a raw in the middle.
Oh, well, aren't we all?
So you made, did you use pink cupcakes with Laurent?
Yes, absolutely. And my dream would be to find him again and take him to to Versailles for this like big EDM party where everybody goes in like Rococo 18th century wear.
Oh,
where you're
fun.
Like clubbing in yeah. Versailles. It's a real thing.
Did you ever contact him again after you left Paris?
No, what's the point? He was a hookup. I'll do it again when I go back, which should be next year, which will be really fun.
Oh, how exciting. So you had him over your Airbnb. You made these cupcakes.
Yeah. And
you have to make real cupcakes. They don't have Dunkin' Tines in Paris, do they?
No, they don't. You have to like actually follow a recipe. They don't, they don't have like store-bought horseshit.
Right.
Okay, and then we dip it upside down in that.
Dip and dunk. Now I'm going to do a second. Now give me this.
Put some pearls on it. Yes.
So now does she give you a pearl necklace?
No, I gave him one though, but you know.
How exciting.
Very exciting. Oh, this is beautiful.
These look really good. Should we continue making them? Do you want to bring these home?
Girl, I gotta take a bus and a train. I don't know if I can transport.
No, Audio Boom said they'll get you a black car.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels, right? Yeah, great.
Well, these are delicious. I want to taste them now. Oh, we forgot to put the champagne in.
Oh!
Shit!
Okay, well, these are the basic ones.
So yeah, we're not using those. So now we're gonna add a sprig of champagne to our icing. Now stir it up.
Stir it up.
We're gonna have to throw these out.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm so pissed. The other day, I was Florence. My friend, she's dead.
Oh, God. I'm splashing the champagne everywhere.
Florence was my homeless neighbor, and she died.
Oh.
She was living in the bank corridor next on the corner up the street. Mm-hmm. And then she's croaked. And so I used to bring her all this shit, but now she's not there no more.
You can probably find another homeless person.
I know, but I'm partial to her. Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay. Yeah. The truly, once you add champagne to the icing, that's where you really get the champagne taste in these cupcakes.
Because it's a raw. We didn't cook the champagne.
Yes. And so it really gets this great tartness to cut the sweetness, even though there is extra sugar in champagne.
You know what I would do if I was making this? I would rim my champagne glass with that pink sugar.
Look at how much creamier that looks. The icing.
Yeah.
So creamy.
All right, now let's try a new technique. Let's do a double dunk.
Double dunk?
Let's do a dunk and twist.
Wow. Oh, look at that dollop.
A little dollop of Daisy, and then we're gonna go into the sugar.
All right, we might need to put some more in there.
Ugh.
You don't like it? All right. Dunk. Ah, oh, beautiful.
Yeah, this is like a glaze.
Just a, oh,
it's like a demi-glaze.
Yeah, I'm getting, it's like all over my fingers now.
So did you make this after, or you made this before you had sex?
Before I had sex, please.
Did he take one to go?
He took it everywhere to go. Oh.
All right, now peel yours.
Okay.
Now how do you rip the top off and then butter? I just go all in.
This is broken in half.
Okay, get another one.
There we go. I'll just hold it.
This is not cooked?
I guess not. Cheers.
Cheers, girl.
Let's try it.
Mmm. Crunchy.
Yeah, it's like heavy on the sprinkles, you know?
Is that eggshell?
Mmm.
I put whole eggs in.
Oh, great. Good idea. You know, uncooked chicken.
You know, it's very good. I do get a little, I get the champagne you get is the dryness, that kind of like brute flavor. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to say. It's like a...
I love tasting a brute.
Yeah.
If I had a nickel.
If you had to fuck a cartoon character, who would you pick?
Maybe like Gossamer from Bugs Bunny, the big red thing with no arms.
From 1921?
Yeah, why not?
I pick Wreck-It Ralph. Do you know him?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, he's like actually
human.
You always
got a fat dick. What about a cartoon animal?
Cartoon animal?
I picked a gorilla with a leather jacket on from the music show.
I would pick Bowser.
Is that who I picked?
No, I mean like the video game.
Oh.
You know, oh my God, he's hot. You know, I would recommend if you ever get a champagne cupcake recipe, this is what I did for mine. Just double it. Like, it kind of works out fine.
Yeah. Because alcohol burns off. Liquid burns off anyway, so it won't be too wet.
Mm.
So, we haven't heard back from Lil Ron. Are you still friends with him on social?
No, I'm friends with him on the Grindr, but we will reach out to you, Laurent.
All right, so hopefully next time we go to Paris on the Champs-Élysées. I don't know what that is. I just make that.
Yeah, are you trying to say Champs-Élysées? Or yep. Like, there you go. good job.
That's the one. Hopefully you run into him again, and you have to try the new recipe out.
I will. We'll modify the recipe, so to speak.
But if you're not already following Chuckles on social media, you have to go to her TikTok. It is at...
A Star Osborne.
A Star Osborne on TikTok, and your Instagram is
A Star Osborne.
And you can check him out locally at all theaters and stages all across the land.
Yes.
To follow your antics. Good luck on the pilot.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. Now, if you get to there to work that day and you get to take off, can you like ask the workers there if I can have a job?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, particularly craft services.
Yeah, I'll make these cupcakes and at craft services.
Yeah, there you go.
Serve it up.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.